This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, Shaitan waits for you. This is his second trick, okay? He's going to wait for you. He waits for you. He waits for you. He allows you. He leaves you alone for a while, okay? And then what happens is you make the dua over and over again. Maybe you've made it for weeks. Maybe you made it for months, okay? So you make the dua over and over again. And then one day, Shaitan comes to you and says, "Bro, I've been watching you make that dua for long, you know, bro. Yeah. I've been hearing you every day making that dua. But bro, I don't see anything coming down from the sky for you. Like, you know, you must be so messed up inside. Like, I mean, I'm thinking that you've been blacklisted in the heaven. You're such a big sinner, you hypocrite sitting there. You've messed up so bad that for months and for weeks, God hasn't sent you anything. You know what that means, bro? That means me, Iblis, and you, we're in the same boat." So he's got his next trick up his sleeve. He makes you feel so bad. You've been making dua for so long, and it hasn't been accepted. And he makes you feel like, "Look, man, I'd just give up if I was you. I mean, how long are you going to wait? I mean, that God doesn't want to see you anymore. Like, your duas are probably being smacked straight onto your face after you make them. Like, there's no future for you, bro. You might as well just go and join the club again. Like, you know, your friends are waiting for you out there, right?" So the thing is, look, he messes you up so bad, and he wants you to make one statement. If you make this one statement, this one next statement, then Allah will stop listening to you. Why? Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us in a hadith of Muslim, hadith number 2735, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La yazalu yustajabu lil abd." Allah is still ready to accept one of your du'as, as long as your du'a has got nothing to do with something to do with sins, and as long as it's got nothing to do with breaking ties. Okay, as long as, so you're making dua to Allah, it's got nothing to do with sins. You're making dua to Allah, it's not to do with blood, you know, breaking blood ties. Allah is ready to still accept your dua, ma lam yastajil. If you don't become impatient, then He's ready to do everything for you. Don't become impatient. As soon as you become impatient, Allah won't listen to you anymore. So now, the question is, the Sahaba said, "Man istajal," they said, "What is this impatient thing? How does a person become impatient?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person says, qad da'awtu falam ara yustajab li. He says, the servant of God that is making dua to Allah says, I made dua, but I don't see that my dua has been accepted. At that point, you've lost the fact that your dua could have been accepted. Allah doesn't want to hear you anymore. In fact, the Rasul Prophet says in the hadith, فَيَسْتَحْسِرْ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ وَيَدَعُ الدُّعَى. The person will just stop making dua and the person will just walk away. But you've just messed up because you fell for Shaitan's trap. And you only fell for that trap because you don't know your religion. Allah was still ready to give you. Now you're going to say to me, "But Shaykh, you know, how long am I going to wait, right? I want my dua to be answered, you know, and you're going to tell me just to sit there and never say that my dua wasn't accepted." No, don't ever make that statement. Allah will stop listening to you. Don't say, I made dua for this, but my dua never got accepted. Allah doesn't like that. Why doesn't He like that? Because it's rude. It's almost trying to say, "Oh Allah, I deserve this dua, but You never gave it to me. I should have had it, but why didn't You give it to me?" How rude would I be in trying to talk to Allah like that? I know you're not saying that, but the fact that you said, I made dua, and my dua never got accepted. Do you know that Allah is looking at you that way? That it's almost like you're demanding from God. Who am I? Who are you to demand from God? Look, for me to make dua is my thing, but for Allah to accept it is His. And Allah Azza wa Jal, for Him to accept the dua, if He does, when He does, the timing of when He gives it to me, if He wants to ever give it to me, we leave that to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because He's God. That's what God means. God is, in His definition, He does whatever He wants. Nobody questions Him. Okay? So the moment that I've come up to Allah and I've said that, you know, I made dua, never got accepted, it's almost like being rude to Allah that, why haven't You accepted my dua any sooner? And that really, really does not make Allah very, you know, happy with you in saying that. Now the question is...